Well, as we've been hearing, Ukraine is calling on Russia to agree to a ceasefire from this morning to allow Ukrainians to evacuate towards the west of the country and in particular to the city of Lviv. In one Ukrainian city alone, the southern port of Mariupol, around 300,000 people desperately need to get out. Heavy shelling means that there's no longer any electricity or running water. Food is also becoming increasingly scarce. Matthew Morris is a spokesperson for the International Committee of the Red Cross, which continues to operate inside Ukraine and is involved in the attempts to establish humanitarian corridors to allow civilians to evacuate those cities which are under attack. Matthew Morris, just how serious now is and severe is the crisis facing citizens caught up in some of these Ukrainian cities?
Well, good afternoon. It's extremely severe, a real crisis. We're seeing devastating, heartbreaking scenes from right across Ukraine, and as you say, including the city of Mariupol, where people are having to run for their lives, but they're also having to choose, do they do that, which is dangerous, or do they stay where they are, which, of course, is also dangerous. So on this, we know that this is now the third day where there have been all these reports about so-called humanitarian corridors where there's a potential to try and secure safe passage for civilians to flee from the fighting. But we know from our team on the ground there that this hasn't happened. It's not been possible. It's very complicated. There are lots of things that need to happen. But as yet, there's been no option to support such an operation like this.
And in one case, your organisation is saying that a humanitarian corridor, which people were preparing to use, was discovered to have been mined.
Yeah, it's a very difficult, it's a very confusing picture at the moment. There's a lot of information and requests of us. And one of my colleagues did say that that's some information that we got. Now, he was referring to an operation yesterday where we had teams on the ground ready to try and support this possible evacuation. And they just found that there was no way forward. And what this really does demonstrate is the real complexity of this. There needs to be some kind of concrete agreement between the different parties to this conflict, the different fighting sides, because actually it has to be their agreement. They have to come to an arrangement, they have to implement it, and they also then have to respect it. The Red Cross can try and facilitate and be there and be present, but we can't impose something like this. So what we've been saying, and our colleagues have been having direct contact with the different sides, is there needs to be more concrete information. What would this look like? What routes would be taken? What roads? And for what time period? And then, of course, how would it work? How would people be able to move? It would be for the authorities to try and arrange transportation.
I was just going to ask you about this proposal from the Russians for several humanitarian corridors, so-called, all of which would take refugees into Russia or into Belarus. Now, is that at all an adequate Russian response to this?
Well, what we are doing is, within any of these conversations that my colleagues are having with the different sides, is obviously we have to stay neutral and impartial. So we don't sort of take one side or criticise one side or another. But what is absolutely clear here is that this all goes back to international humanitarian law. These are the laws of war, which clearly set out what things can and can't happen. One thing that is absolutely critical here is that people can't and shouldn't be forced to go anywhere that they don't want to go. People should be allowed to choose. Mm. And also there should be extra support for people who perhaps can't of their own. They can't move easily. They may be sick, they may be injured, people with disabilities. So there are all sorts of sort of complexities around this. But then you look at it the other way, it's actually quite straightforward. Civilians can't be targeted. People must not be mistreated. Safe passage must be allowed, and also aid must be allowed to get into these areas.
Matthew Morris from the International Committee of the Red Cross, thank you for that. Well,